you're going to take coal.
Okay. Now, if it's affected his voice, you say his voice is...
Poor.
And if it affects it even worse, you might say, I've got a little...
Laryngitis?
Or
a... little cough? A little, clogged throat?
Now, if for that cold or cough, you say the medicine is still by the patient's bedside, and you ask, why haven't you your medicine?
Why haven't you taken your medicine?
Now, someone who can't hear very well, maybe because of that cold, is getting a little...
deaf.
Okay, and if he can hardly hear at all, he's...
just about deaf.
Okay. Or you might say he's, he's,
can't hear at all. Hardly at all.
Yeah. Okay. Or you might say he's hard...
hard hearing.
Say you've been working real hard and you take your wet shirt off and you say, look how I...
I've been sweating.
Okay. Now, sometimes there's a lump that gets on your arm and gets a big core in it. And it's called a...
horizon. Horizon.
Okay. If there's more than one core to it, do you have any more terms for it? How about when the boil opens, the stuff that drains out is called? Any other name that you might know for that?
Corruption.
Okay. That's new to me. That's in a war, a bullet goes through somebody's arms and you say, you have a...
scar.
Or even before the scar develops, you say when it actually goes through, it's got to be healed. You said you have a...
penetrated arm.
And caused a...
laceration.
Or maybe say somebody got shot or stabbed and you'd say, you got a doctor, yeah, to look at the... Now there's a kind of wound that won't heal. It has a kind of white granular substance that might form around the edge. Sometimes it has to be cut or burned out with alum. And you say, this kind of flesh is called...
Crab flesh.
If you get just a little cut in your finger, what do you put on it to try to avoid infection?
Oh.
An older kind of remedy.
Well, kerosene has been used a certain time.
What about one that is a brown liquid that spins?
Iodine.
Okay, that's not used quite so much anymore, is it?
No.
Okay. You say the man was shot and didn't recover. You might say that he, something of natural causes. Death came to him and you say he...
died of other natural causes.
Okay. Is there any veiled way that people might use to speak of this to spare other people's feelings? Neutral kind of tone, whether it's that he died or... sometimes it's used at church, I don't know.
Passed away?
Yeah, passed away or he passed. Are there any kind of crude or humorous ways of saying that, such as he died?
Yes,
maybe that even stronger than that, though. You might say, I'm glad that old skin went finally.
Yeah.
Okay. You might say, he's been dead a week. Nobody's yet figured out what he
ate or what he did.
Or what he
died with.
Okay. Now, where's the place that people are buried?
Cemetery.